On Fridays, we catch up on some of the week's news with Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Rick.
Students at La Sierra University are saying that sexual assaults on campus have been mishandled by the school. This is something that's been in the news with other schools in the past year or so. What's going on at La Sierra?
The students say that the school has not been reporting the assaults properly. For example, there have been a number of reports that have gone into the school's Title IX office, which is the office that handles this type of complaints, but they're not making it onto the campus crime report. The school says they're going to be correcting that by the end of this year. In addition, the students say they've been made to feel like they're responsible for their own assaults. And also, at least one student had a concern that a student that she accused of sexually assaulting her was still in class. And indeed, one school official expressed concern to the dean of students about this, although the school is now saying that that person did not have all the information. So the school is taking the complaints seriously. They had a big meeting with students and faculty and staff after there was a petition circulated to raise the issue. And they say they're going to make this Title IX office from a part-time office into a full-time office and try to do a better job of letting students know it's available.
So it sounds like maybe they were taking it seriously and trying to address it, but the execution just wasn't there.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Okay, well, let's move on. The state appeals court reversed the judge in the colonies ruling in this 10-year-old story.
This has been going on for a long time. This involves that $102 million settlement over a flood control easement that was paid out by San Bernardino County to a developer. The developer was later accused, along with three top county officials, of a bribery conspiracy to make that settlement happen. They were indicted, these four officials, 5 years ago, and the case has been dragging on ever since. Now, what's happened is the appeals court has said the trial judge made a wrong ruling when he didn't hold an evidentiary hearing that the defense had asked for, and now that has been sent back to his court to hold this hearing. The defense is trying to get the case thrown out, and they've tried all kinds of avenues. This thing went all the way up to the California Supreme Court. Wow. And then back down to this appellate court. And so, we don't know if it'll ever come to trial.
Well, the trial has been delayed for young Mr. Marquez, the neighbor suspected of supplying weapons in the San Bernardino terrorist shooting. What's the latest?
Well, you know, there has been a little bit of a complication in the case. The main reason the trial has been delayed is because the defense says they need more time to review the evidence. And it was already not scheduled until July of this year. It's now been put off till March of next year. And in fact, the prosecution agreed that it's a very complex case, a lot of different issues, a lot of evidence to review. So both sides agreed to this delay. I think what's new, Rick, is this whole marriage fraud allegation that's come up, not just against Enrique Marquez, who married this Russian bride, Maria Chernik, but also against Maria Chernik, her sister, and the sister's husband, who happens to be Farouk's brother,
right?
One of the accused terrorists who died in that shootout.
And they were just in a courtroom in Riverside a week or so ago.
That's right. These charges are more recent, and of course, those are yet to be scheduled.
Well, we'll have to see what happens. Finally, the Rancho Cucamonga High School yearbook that identified the young Muslim girl with the name ISIS underneath her. This was a really sad story.
Right. This was the high school yearbook. The young lady's name is Bayan Zalif. She and her family come from Jordan. And as people probably remember, the high school yearbook came out. Her actual class portrait had the correct name under it, but the yearbook in a section called Get Fit Physical Education identified her as this other student, Isis Phillips. Of course, the name Isis now triggers an association with Islamic State, the very dangerous, brutal terrorist organization in the Middle East right now. And so the young lady, of course, when she saw this, was appalled. The school has apologized. The superintendent has apologized. They seem very sincerely appalled that this happened. the question is now, what will they do to correct it? The young lady had a press conference along with her family at the Council on American-Islamic Relations, and she said she's not going to go back to school for the rest of the year. She doesn't feel comfortable. She said she will walk in the graduation ceremony, but it's really sad that this has tarnished the end of her senior year.
Yes, and I understand she was in finals when this happened, and so was like trying to study for finals while she's trying to deal with this in her own mind. So it's just, there's just no good solution to this, I don't think.
The school is trying to figure out what to do. They've asked the 287 people who received the yearbook to bring it back. The question is, will they reprint it or will they try to, you know, paste the proper name over the wrong name? We just don't know yet.
Well, when we hear, we'll broadcast it right here on 91.9 KVCR. Thank you so much, Cassie.
Thank you, Rick.